I don't know about you, but I was tempted to hit my snooze button multiple times this morning. Judging by the crowd gathered here with us, I think I was not alone in that temptation. And usually when it comes to temptation, we think we just have to be stronger, just as it takes that action of stop pressing the button and get up. Usually, most of the temptations that come to us, we think we have to be stronger. I have to just muscle through this, push back harder, or maybe be more cunning than the devil. The devil wants to quote scripture at me, then I should find some clever verses to arm myself, to have a bit of a match between the devil and I. If it's your approach to overcome temptation by trying to be stronger, this is going to be a long Lent. And not only will Lent be long, but the Easter season that follows right after it will be just as hard, because there's nothing more that the devil wants to do than to create distance between you and God. He will never tire and never give up on that cause. Jesus completed a 40-day fast, and it was only at the end of 40 days that scripture tells us he was hungry, and it was only at the end of those 40 days that suddenly he had to face this temptation. Lent is 40 days long. You may go through the entire Lenten season without temptation. You may go through the entire Lenten season without any real hunger. But suddenly, something will change. And that temptation, whatever it is that plagues you, we can think then, I just need to push through this. But let's take a look at Jesus' approach. Remembering, of course, that Jesus is God and man. If there ever was a superhuman, that's Jesus. If your approach to overcoming temptation is to become a superhero, you're going to find it's exhausting and eventually you're going to cave. If your approach to overcoming temptation is to enter into a shouting match or a match of wit and cunning with the devil, you're probably going to find eventually the devil's going to win that game too. But Jesus took the approach simply of letting the temptations tire themselves out. Because the devil wants to disturb your peace. The devil wants to get under your skin and begin to cause a bit of ferment within you. Temptation wants to move you, to get your reaction. And Jesus just simply stayed true to the course. Did not change, didn't resist with any great amount, and didn't get into a full-blown cunning or shouting match with the devil, but simply allowed every temptation to play itself out. During this Lenten season, as we begin this journey, and we may have some superhuman goals for ourselves, what I'm going to accomplish. And perhaps you'll go through Lent without any problems. But the reality is, Lent is a time of training and of preparing for living in the joy and the freedom of Easter. That we are children of God, that we have been born again, and that has made a difference in each of our lives. During this Lenten season, what we refrain from is allowing ourselves to get overwhelmed by all that the world has to offer, so that we can acknowledge the joy that comes from living on God's word, living on doing God's work, and acknowledge the ways in which we can simply live with less so that others can simply live. This is a time not of being superhuman, but a time to embrace our humanity. For God will always be with his chosen. God will always accompany us on our journey. And as we set out on this Lenten season, whether temptations are strong now, they've reduced, or the season's yet to come, remember what God gives us as divine wisdom, what Christ shows us as the example. When temptations come, don't be superhuman, but simply let those temptations play themselves out and respond only to the word of God. Keep your peace. Keep to the peace of Christ and focus on that alone, for that will be your strength and your shield. That will be the path forward. And in this season of Lent, don't give in to the temptation to be superhuman either, for this is a time of rejoicing in being human and in finding all of the ways that we can cooperate with God's grace simply by saying yes or refraining from word, speech, food, action, whatever it is that would distract us from noticing God who is here in our midst. God who is our bread, God who is our nourishment, so that we can go forth and be children of God.